Turn with me to the Gospel according to John, chapter 21. The Gospel according to John, chapter 21, verses 1 through 19. Listen. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and in this way he showed himself. Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We're going to go with you also." They went out and immediately got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning had now come, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, "Children, have you any food?" They answered him, "No." And he said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast, and now they were not able to draw it in because of the multitude of fish. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he had removed it, and plunged into the sea. But the other disciples came in the little boat, for they were not far from land, but about 200 cubits, dragging the net with fish. Then as soon as they had come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid on it, and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish which you have just caught." Simon Peter went up and dragged the net to land full of large fish, 153. And although there were so many, the net was not broken. Jesus said to them, "Come and eat breakfast." Yet none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then came and took the bread and gave it to them, and likewise the fish. This is now the third time Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him a second time, "Son, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Most assuredly, I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wished. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will gird and carry you where you do not wish." This he spoke, signifying by what death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, "Follow me." And may the Lord bless to our hearts and lives this reading and hearing of his holy and inspired word. Let us look to God for a few moments of silent prayer. Hear our prayers, O Lord, and answer them according to your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There's a very tender and moving scene in the play Fiddler on the Roof. Tevye and his wife Golda are being forced to move from their home in Russia. And one day Tevye comes into the house and he asks his wife, "Golda, do you love me?" And she responds, "Do I what?" He says, "Do you love me?" And Golda looks at him and then responds, "Do I love you? With our daughters getting married and this trouble in the town, you're upset. You're worn out. Go inside and lie down. Maybe it's indigestion." And Tevye interrupts her and asks the question again, "Golda, do you love me?" And Golda sighs as she looks at him and says, "Do I love you? For 25 years I've washed your clothes, cooked your meals, cleaned your house, given you children, and milked the cows. If that's not love, what is?" And Tevye then says, "Then you do love me, and I suppose I love you too." Do you love me? That's the question Jesus is asking Peter in the closing scene of the Gospel according to John. Remember the story with me. Simon Peter and his friends had been waiting there in Galilee for some time. They were waiting for some direction from Jesus as, what are we going to do next? But nothing happened. Where is the risen Lord anyway? Why doesn't He come and tell us what we're supposed to do now? And finally, in typical fashion, Simon Peter got impatient. He said, "I'm going fishing. I'm going to go back to the old life of being a fisherman. I'm tired of waiting." And once again, Peter was back in the old fishing boat. But it was not a very exciting return. Peter and the other disciples had spent the entire night fishing, but they hadn't caught anything. And throughout that long and frustrating night of fishing, I can imagine that Peter kept thinking about another occasion. He was perhaps remembering how Jesus had stood on the shore almost 3 years ago and said to him, "Come, follow me, and I'll make you a fisher of men." Well, the night's fishing had been fruitless. And as they were coming in, they encounter a stranger on the beach. He asked them, "Well, how's the fishing going?" Well, they tell him, "Not very well." And he said, "Well, cast the net to the right side of the boat and you'll find some." And they bring in a miraculous load of fish. John was the first one to recognize that it was Jesus. And he told Peter, "It's the Lord." And Peter then dove in and swam to the shore to be with Jesus. And later, when Peter and Jesus are alone, Jesus asked him a question that goes to the heart of Peter. He asked, "Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me more than these?" And three times Jesus asked the question, "Simon, do you love me?" And three times Peter responds by saying, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And three times Jesus commissioned Peter, "Feed my sheep." Now, it's obvious, I think, what's going on here in the Scriptures. Christ is forgiving Simon Peter. He's giving him the chance to profess his faith and his love three times. This was an opportunity for Peter to make up for his earlier threefold denials. And we know the rest of the story. Simon Peter went on to become that bold and courageous leader of the early church. And you know why that happened, don't you? It happened because that day, long ago, by the seashore, the risen Lord came looking for Simon Peter. He came to give him His love. He came to give him His forgiveness. He came to give him His ministry. And I believe those are the same three things that Jesus Christ wants to give to you and to me right now. And let me share with you what I mean. First of all, Jesus Christ wants to give us His love. The risen Christ came looking for Simon Peter that morning to give him His love. He wanted to love him back into the circle. He wanted him to love him back into the leadership. Some years ago, a young missionary went to succeed an older missionary who was retiring. And the young missionary said to the older veteran, "What are the three most important things you can tell me about this mission station?" And the older missionary said, "Love the people. Love the people. Love the people." And that's the first thing we learn from this great passage in John 21. The risen Christ came looking for Simon Peter to give him His love, to encourage him, to give him the knowledge that Jesus still loves Simon Peter, in spite of the fact that Peter had betrayed Him three times. He came to remind him to pass that love on to the rest of the flock. Feed my sheep. Love my people. If you love me, then love my sheep. And I think Jesus wants to give us His love today. And He wants us to pass that love on to others. In the second place, Jesus wants to give us His forgiveness. Sam Houston was an American general and politician, and he became the president of Texas prior to its statehood. He joined the church at the age of 60. He wrote to a friend, "They told me that being baptized would wash away all my sins. If that be the case, I pity those poor souls living downstream." And that's sort of the way Simon Peter felt that day. He felt ashamed. "I denied my Lord three times. Maybe I should go back to this old safe way of living by being a fisherman. How could Jesus ever forgive me for what I did? I boasted about my commitment, but when the crisis came, I let Him down." And that's what Simon Peter was feeling that day. And that's why he was so quick to jump into the water and rush to the shore. It was Peter's way of saying, "I'm so sorry I failed You, Lord. I want to be the first one to shore. I want to be the first one in Your presence. I'm so sorry that I failed You." And Jesus was very perceptive. He knew what was going on deep down inside Simon Peter. And Jesus took Simon Peter aside and forgave him. And in effect, Jesus said to him, Simon, I still believe in you. You have to put your failure behind you. You are forgiven. The slate is wiped clean. You can start over again. There's a poem called The Land of Beginning Again. It goes like this. I wish there were some wonderful place in the land of beginning again, where all our mistakes and all our heartaches and all our poor selfish grief could be dropped like a shabby old coat at the door and never be put on again. It just so happens that there is such a place. Simon Peter found that place on the seashore that morning. He found there the good news of the Christian faith. We can be forgiven. We can make a new beginning. This is precisely what the risen Christ does for all of us. He knows about our failures. He knows about our sins. He knows about our fears. And He comes looking for us to give us the love and the forgiveness that we desperately need. And finally, Jesus wants to give us His ministry. Jesus knew that His earthly ministry was over. And if His ministry was going to continue, somebody had to pick up the cross. Somebody had to take up the torch. Somebody had to give strong leadership. And so the risen Lord came to Simon Peter and He said, "If you love me, feed my sheep." And Jesus, I believe, is saying the same thing to me and you right now. And the point is this. The best way to love Jesus Christ is to take up His ministry. Well, what is this ministry? I think we can find a clear understanding of what that ministry is in the closing words of Matthew 28. And these are the last words of Jesus before His ascension into heaven. He gives to His disciples what we call the Great Commission. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ sent His disciples into the world with a commission to win men and women to faith in Him. And the commission was not just for those first disciples, but for all of His disciples, including me and you. I read about a small country church that had some special words posted over the door, which you can read when you leave the church. These words are, "You are entering the mission field." And isn't that why Jesus commissioned us as His disciples? Because we gather in this sanctuary to worship. We gather in this sanctuary to grow in our knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We gather in this sanctuary to grow in our faith. And then we go out through the doors into the mission field. And our mission field is the world where we live and work and play. It is in the mission field of our world where we are to proclaim and live the good news of Jesus Christ. The concern of the church is not with just within the walls of its buildings. The concern of the church is the people who do not know Jesus Christ, who are out there in the mission field. The congregation is only the base from which the gospel is continually going out into the world. The word gospel begins with the letters G-O. Go. Go, therefore, and make disciples. That's the Great Commission. That's the ministry of Jesus. Jesus wants to give us His love, and then He wants us to share His love with others. Jesus wants to give us His forgiveness, and then He wants us to forgive each other. And Jesus then wants us to take up His ministry. He wants us to go and make disciples of all nations. And I believe the risen Christ is asking us this morning this most important question, the question that He asked Simon Peter there by the sea. Do you love me? If we say that we do, then our answer should go beyond just words. Our answer should be demonstrated by giving love, by giving forgiveness to others, and by sharing the good news of Jesus Christ wherever we go. How will you answer Christ today? Let us pray. Merciful God, help us to love You with our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. And teach us to love and forgive one another. And, O God, by the power of Your Spirit, enable us to become a better witness for You to others. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.